This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. House Democrats in the U.S. Congress will hold a closed-door session today to test the waters for possible impeachment proceedings with new accusations that President Trump allegedly pressured a foreign government to investigate a political rival. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump says he did call Ukraine's president in July, as a whistleblower has reportedly alleged, but he says there was nothing improper. Trump says he didn't want to give authorized aid to Ukraine if there were corruption issues, suggesting, without evidence, that Joe Biden was involved.
I didn't do that. But Joe Biden said it about his son. Joe Biden was very dishonest what he did.
More House Democrats are calling for Trump's impeachment, and several House committees are seeking information from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, threatening subpoenas if he doesn't comply by Thursday, the same day the acting director of National Intelligence is scheduled to testify. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from the airline company. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands expected to feel the effects of Tropical Depression Karen to the islands Tuesday. The National Weather Service warning that Karen was expected to bring flash floods and mudslides to the islands. Puerto Rico is still recovering from the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria some 2 years ago. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump will address the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday, and a senior official said he will affirm America's leadership. On Monday, Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron, who was apparently attempting to ease the tensions between the U.S. and Iran. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
Trump appears to be rebuffing Macron's efforts with Iran.
We're not looking for any mediators. They know who to call.
In a joint statement, Britain, France, and Germany are holding Iran responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil installations, which has prompted concerns about the possibility of war between the West and the Islamic Republic. Trump says he'll be talking about Iran's aggression in his address Tuesday to the UN General Assembly. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the United Nations.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she hoped peaceful and rational dialogue will help find a way out of the protests gripping the former British colony.
I would say that if on Thursday evening we could have a two-hour session to engage with 150 members of the public who spend the 2 hours with us, exchanging views and communicating ideas in a candid, frank manner, that would be regarded as a successful dialogue.
Anti-government protests have roiled the Chinese-ruled city for nearly 4 months now, plunging it into its biggest crisis in decades and posing a direct challenge to its political masters in Beijing. Amnesty International on Tuesday urging Hong Kong's government to investigate police use of force, but the government has urged the public to come forth to help the investigation of the Independent Police Complaints Council. An Associated Press photographer recovering after being struck by bullet fragments when shots rang out outside Haiti's Senate. A Senate security guard was also wounded. Eyewitnesses say a senator shot the victims as the Senate was readying a vote to confirm the Prime Minister-designate Fritz William Michel. The opposition is trying to block the formation of a new government as a way of pressuring President Jovenel Moise to leave office. They blame Moise for failure to address pervasive corruption and mismanagement of the economy. The vote to ratify Michel was canceled, the second failed attempt to approve the president's nominee after his approval by Haiti's lower house. And the Trump administration is doing away with the so-called catch-and-release policy for the Central American immigrants who illegally cross into the United States. Under catch-and-release, Border Patrol agents who catch illegal migrants temporarily detain them until they are assigned a court date for an immigration hearing and then release them. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it.